You're listening to The Power of Us on Revolver Podcast.
El mundo enfrenta una pandemia. Encuentre respuestas y acceda a información veraz y confirmada en el especial de NTN 24 sobre coronavirus COVID-19. Escuche los contenidos de NTN 24 en su plataforma de podcast favorita.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And he is my husband, and I am Rosie.
Today is a new day, and we have a new topic for you guys, and today is going to be a little bit more of a, how do you put it, baby? How would you put it?
Confessionals.
Confessionals.
Yes, you must today, confess to
today
me.
Today is the day that we release all the dirt. Everything
I
that everybody's been wanting to hear.
I wish you would. I've been wanting this for years. I have been asking you to confess your sins to me forever.
It seems like every woman wants their man to confess their sins to her.
Well, yes. I mean, a friend, well, she's not a friend, but someone DM'd me. What do you say, oh gosh, because it's always bad with my friends?
No, go ahead.
But she's not a friend, but she is a listener, and she DM'd us and asked us to talk about temptation. She didn't really give me like temptation on what. I guess it's just a general topic, but it's a great one because you and I have had this discussion, disagreement, full-blown argument about temptation.
Yeah.
And so I guess we'll give you some examples, which led me to this also is a few of you guys write to me and say, hey, Rosie, I was in Cancun. I'm married. This guy fell in love with me and I fell in love with him. What should I do? Stop. Like, you're 100% wrong. No matter what he did. If he's beating you, leave him. If he's cheating on you, leave him or forgive him. But you got to decide. But you can't say, oh, I cheated on him because he cheated on me. I mean, she didn't have a reason. I just answered back, you're 100% wrong. And then she just answered back a few days later, thanks. But like, I can't sugarcoat that. Like, I'm just so 100 against cheating because I used to be a cheater and people in my family are cheaters and I've seen the destruction and I've seen my mother's heart and I've been hurt as a daughter because of cheating. So there's just no way. But I thought, how could she have avoided it before? Because this is before Cancun, right? Wouldn't you say?
What
the was cheating? She said she fell in love in Cancun,
right?
And on her vacation,
you don't think she fell in love with like some pool boy or something like that at the resort or something?
No, I don't. Because they're not that hot. No All pool right. boy is. Do you see our pool boy? Like he's not. There's
I don't know.
Not. You know. No. I just think it got to this point way beforehand. Something was going on in the relationship right beforehand. And I think some of those things is obviously loss of connection, loss of communication. It can be so many things.
And you think that that would be avoided if we would share our temptations?
Yes, I really do.
How?
Because you can tell me what to pray for, because I can get to know you, because I can honestly know what to worry about and what not to worry about, because it'll draw us closer, because I believe we're genuinely a team, whether it's taking care of the kids, raising kids, or a business or ministry, and especially our relationship.
Okay. I understand what you're saying and it makes complete sense on paper, except how do you really apply that to a woman or to just women in general? Because women aren't logical.
Don't generalize about my friends or about me.
Women generally are not logical. They are very emotional. All right?
Most.
So if
some,
I came...
Okay. I don't want to say very emotional because that's a little offensive.
Okay.
We're a little bit more emotional than men.
Okay.
We can also say men have no emotions and that would be rude, right? Because
right,
you do.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe sometimes I think we are logical, but sometimes we allow our emotions to overtake our logic.
Mm-hmm.
That I agree about me, but I'm not going to say that about our friends. I don't know. Maybe they're better at it than me.
Yeah.
That's the train.
Yeah. Please excuse the train. We're at a little makeshift studio.
Yeah.
We're moving. We moved from our office, so we're temporarily somewhere else at the moment. But all right. Look, this is the issue with us sharing
men. Don't you tell me your deepest, darkest
because
thoughts.
It's just going to lead into issues,
no,
man.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will. Tell
it
me it
won't.
Okay. All right. If I came up to you and I said that I like girls from Ireland with pasty skin, red hair.
You have said that. You
okay?
have. You have.
Red hair and
I'll give you a perfect
blue
example.
Eyes.
I'll give you a perfect Go. Example of a good thing and a bad thing.
Go.
That I have done. Me, Rosie.
Go.
Okay.
Which I don't like girls from Ireland. That was just a dumb example.
You do, yeah, like girls with pasty skin and red hair.
Okay.
Yes?
Go.
Yes?
Go.
You see, he won't say yes. People would say yes. Okay. Do you want the good or the bad first?
Bad.
Okay, bad. I remember when I first messed up with you. I remember perfectly.
We really were dating. Enlighten me. Why do you laugh? Please enlighten
me. I'm being vulnerable.
Tell me.
And I am confessing, and you should receive it well.
Okay.
I remember we were dating, like barely dating, like not even like we probably had probably just had our first kiss or something. And it wasn't even serious. We hadn't said I love you yet. Nothing. But you said, oh, I thought about calling so-and-so because she had been a girl you liked or your ex or whatever. And I just thought about it for a second. But then I said, you know what? No, I have something better. I don't have to. I can. You don't remember that?
What did you think about?
No, that was you.
Oh, that's what I told you. What I told you. Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right.
Remember? Do you remember what I'm talking about? Okay. And I think I held on for that too long. I got scared. I don't know if I didn't say anything at the moment. I don't remember if I said anything at the moment. Mm-hmm. I just got really, really scared. And it took us, and I didn't say anything and you didn't say anything and we didn't either have a discussion or an argument because I don't remember having a full-blown argument.
Yeah.
But I held on for that for too long. And here we flash forward 5 years later. Literally, we've been married and dated 3 years. And I'm still scared of this person, of this girl, that both of you had nothing to do or want with each other.
Right.
So I think I handled it wrong in that I should have just expressed my fear. I should have thanked you for telling me because I thought that was really cool of you.
Yeah, you didn't express your fear.
So I didn't tell you, oh my God, I'm really scared. She's super beautiful and you liked her for so long and she's a great person and she's everything I want to be. And oh my God, what if... Because I didn't think you'd cheat. I promise you, it was very rare because we had many arguments about this person. It was more like, I'm afraid that he wants her and won't make a move.
Yeah.
But won't tell me. And how deep does this desire and this want and this temptation go in his brain?
And I think to us guys, we're more worried about the what's going on inside of your head than the actual fight that can come from it.
I am worried about what's going on in your head too. That's why I need you to tell me your temptations, because what if I overthought it?
Okay, but yeah, exactly. But I just told you, and then you're struggling with this fear, or you're going to think that this coworker or this person that I have to deal with consistently or something like that is going to be on my mind all the time, which, at least for me, a temptation is something that you're going through, that you battle with, but you can overcome the temptations and those voices in your head that make you want to act on those temptations or whatnot. They can subside or get very, very small or not have any power over you. Like, I don't know what it's like, but I genuinely think that a person that smokes cigarettes or something like that and beats the addiction or something like that, I think that it can get to the point where they don't need to smoke anymore.
Yeah.
You know, because in the beginning it's like it's this loud voice in your head, go get a cigarette, go get a cigarette. Oh, you have this anxiousness to go and smoke and have a cigarette in your mouth. But I think it can get to the point where it's just nearly quiet, or it's just no, I don't feel like it. I don't need to have it.
I think you're partially right. I think it is definitely a process, and even myself, because a lot of Christians, we hear in testimonies and we say, hey, I used to be an addict to this. I spent some time in God's presence. Those chains were broken. I think that's partially true because yes, it did happen to me, but in difficult times in my life, I'll go back to the temptation of it. You know, like when Che died, the temptation to drink was super high.
Right.
And I had to tell you so that we knew, like, okay, then cut back. Then cut back on friends that are drinking. Then don't do it.
Okay. That makes sense.
And sometimes when I'm super stressed, I'll want to smoke again. You know, just to be 100% honest with you guys, I have in the 15 years that I've been that I've been a Christian, I have, like, but I've never gone back to being a slave to smoking, thank God, because I caught myself and said, what am I doing? I hate this. I hate the taste. And I threw it out.
Right.
And then you're like, why did I even fall? But if I had told you about the temptation, I think you could have helped me to be like, Rose, you know yourself, that's $5 freaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hate the taste, and then you're just going to feel bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, just don't do it.
Okay, so then answer me this, okay? Because for guys, at least this conversation that we're having right here is about cheating. No, it's not. It could also be about hanging out with your bad influences as friends, drinking, smoking,
the
drugs.
Casino.
It could be, you know what, you're right. It could be about anything. But let's say that this, let's cover the topic of cheating, okay? Is a temptation a girl at work that hits on me and likes me? Or is a temptation a girl that I like that I'm staying away from? What is a temptation? Which is necessary to tell you? And how do you go about it? Do you get me?
I get
you. Get what I'm saying?
I 100%
get you. Two different scenarios.
Ideally, I would like you and I to get to the point where you could tell me everything. Just because it's, we're friends and it's okay. Part of a conversation, and it just, I'd like you to tell me just not everything. I mean, we live so many things, but when it has to do with another person, I'd mm-hmm. like you to tell me. But I know that it takes time to get there, especially with the history that we had, mm-hmm. that we've had because of me, because of my fears and all that stuff. So I'd say both. But a girl hitting on you isn't temptation for you. Unless it makes you feel something.
Yeah, right.
If it doesn't make you feel anything, you would just be wise and stay away.
Right.
And if she continuously does it, not to the point where you want her, but where it's bothersome, where it's like...
offensive.
Or even worse, I haven't hit on you in weeks. And you even think,
right,
dang, man, I wish Rose... then there you should tell me.
Yeah.
So that I me pongo las pilas, and so the enemy doesn't use that, because you probably don't like her, like physically, emotionally, nothing. But if I'm lacking and I haven't noticed, oh, because I'm stressed, because I'm working, cause blah, blah, blah. But you tell me, I pray that I can handle it correctly,
yeah.
And that then I can fix it and start hitting on you, and we can pray. I mean, do you move from this job? Do you let her know? Because I don't want to tell her. I would want you to tell her. Right. I don't want to step in and be like, that's my man. No, it should be you. But I wish you could tell me. But no, that's not temptation. Temptation is when you're feeling it, when you're thinking it. And maybe you don't have to tell me every temptation, because then, you know, it would just... it would be overwhelming. I think that the enemy tempts us, I don't know, all day, every day.
That's exactly my...
but I think when it's a habitual temptation, yeah. then I think I should know, because okay. you're my half. You're my other half.
That makes sense. Habitual temptation, or something that one struggles with, is something very hard. But how do I put this? If a man was to, or just people in general, if they were to share the temptations with each other, it can become overwhelming. Because then, where's the security at? Do you think more security comes from sharing temptation in a relationship?
It has for me.
How?
It has for me. Do you remember, we've already talked about this, is episode one, the whole casino thing.
Right.
Okay, remember?
Which I did not tell you my temptations.
You didn't tell me for 6 months.
I got caught.
Right.
And yes.
And that freaked me out because it totally hit me from left field. You had never even thought, it wasn't even in your character. It was completely 100% out of character for you to be at the casino.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and to be kind of addicted to it. I don't know if you were addicted to it, but it was 6 months.
I was addicted to it.
Okay.
I was,
so,
yeah.
So when I found out, it freaked me out. And I trusted none of you, because it hit me from left field. So I remember we talked about it once or twice, and you're like, oh, I go with your brother, but it's just to eat, and then I won't do it. And I remember telling you it would really scare me. People lose their families because of it. I, you know, whatever. And then you got caught. You were in it for 6 months, and it was really, really painful. It felt like betrayal,
mm-hmm.
right? So it was really hard to forgive you, because you had lied to me for 6 months. So you really didn't want to do it. You were 100% sorry. I saw it in your face. I saw it in your actions. You were, estabas tan arrepentido, and I could see it. I didn't know how to trust you again.
Yeah.
Like, I really thought, I'm never going to trust this guy. Not only about the casino, about how he spends our money, about any little lie,
yeah.
about everything. I even thought, okay, he can cheat now. Like, the man that I thought would probably never cheat, and it was
hide,
on me.
I can
right.
hide things.
Because
yeah.
you're really mm-hmm. good at hiding things. Well, one day I was really trying. You were really trying. I was checking bank accounts, and then I tried to step away from checking bank accounts, and I stopped checking your phone, and I wouldn't call you at work to check if you were at work. Nothing. One day you told me out of nowhere, hey, babe, I passed by the casino today, and I had an itch. Like, you know, I wanted to go,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't. Like, you told me your victory.
Yeah.
And maybe that's easier, but telling me your victory, the fact that you were vulnerable, that you let me know it was just an itch, though I didn't do it, but I, one, realized how difficult it was for you.
Yeah.
It was less about me, and it was more about, man, he really battled with this. This is real. It wasn't him being a jerk to me.
Okay.
It was him really going through something. And then I thought, one, I really should pray for him, and two, I can trust him more on it. And I really did trust you more on it. And then the next time, it was a few months later, you said, hey, I passed by and I didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's awesome, babe. Great. You're victorious over it.
Yeah.
So you telling me, you confessing to me that temptation and the victory, really, I promise you, it really, really helped me. It, from that day forward, no bank account checking at all. You know, it was just like, no, I trust this man.
Yeah.
So yes, it does help. I promise you.
I get you. Hey, you're right. You're right. You did. How do I put this? It's a very scary place to put yourself. It's a very vulnerable place to put yourself to be able to share your temptations.
I know.
Because it all depends on your reaction.
But see, it's, you know? For me, it's not.
It depends on the reaction, though.
I know.
Because two things can happen. Three things can happen, okay? Number one, you can act the way you did in that scenario that you just, and which is amazing and which was awesome. And I remember that conversation we had, and it was great. Yeah. Or two, you can act the exact same way, but deep down inside, you don't believe it. You become even more scared, and then you become more not sneaky, but then you begin watching me even more and watching me like a hawk and trusting me even less because I share that temptation with you. Or three, you can just be a complete jerk and just say like,
throw it in your face.
But I bet you're going to go later on today.
Or when we fight, that would be worse. That you, I think the worst for me is like, you're like cool with it at the moment. And then you fight 2 months later and you bring it up. And you're like, what the heck? We were cool about it. I didn't even go through with it. I just told you I wanted to smoke a cigarette.
And
like,
I think that's honestly the hardest thing. This whole sharing temptation thing is very vulnerable to the person sharing the temptation.
Yeah.
But I think it's just as much, if not even more of a responsibility for the person receiving that.
I agree.
Because you have the ability to either open up those doors even wider and make that person feel safe, or completely shut them off and make them feel like they're the worst person. Because a person that's going through temptation is not a person that is necessarily proud of themselves, or anything like that.
They're obviously fighting it if it didn't turn into an action,
right? But they wish they weren't going through that at all. I think they
feel guilty. I think the enemy in ourselves makes us feel guilty for even thinking that.
And damn, you know what, babe? As men, we want to seem amazing to you guys in your eyes.
But
we don't want to see
amazing.
That. We don't want you guys to see that we struggle or that we fail or that we do things wrong
When you're vulnerable like that with me, it makes me feel so close and so loved and so special, because I know you wouldn't tell all your friends, because I know you can't tell your mom, and you obviously can't tell everyone that. So there are certain things that you and I share that no one else could share, that I can keep your secrets for you. And you know, like, fight them with you and feel like, dude, we're that much closer.
Right.
I am his person if he can tell me that stuff. And I get it. I've ruined it. I've messed up. And I thank God that we're in a different place where we've had this conversation and you told me I can't tell you stuff. I can't, Rosie, because you blow up, because you get scared, because you get worried, when all it was a one moment thing. It wasn't a constant thing. So I think you just have to remind me, like, it's a one moment thing, babe. That's not even a habitual temptation. It was just a one thing. And you know, what's worse is that I think my temptations are your temptations when they're not.
That is worse, honestly. That does get to a place where it's like, damn, like, the worst thing is when you get prejudged for either being a stereotype because you're a male or you're a female, or because you think that person, because you might go through it, then you think the other person must be going through it and they're for sure not telling you, or something like that, you know? There's a lot of things going on that makes this very, very delicate, because that, I think, is reaching communication to a really good level.
I know, and that's what I yearn for.
It's reaching communication and like relationship to a really, really good level, because what you're doing is sharing with them possibly reasons as to why they wouldn't like you. You get me?
I get you.
We'll talk about that right after this break. All right, let's be honest. In life, we all struggle through things, whether if it's depression, anxiety, or stress, whatever it might be.
Or relationship issues, but where do you find a good counselor?
That's why there's BetterHelp.com.
Yes, they have 3,000 U.S.-certified counselors all over the 50 states. And guess what? It's your time your way.
The best part is it's available worldwide 24 hours a day, and there's 4 ways to communicate.
Yes, you can text them, call them, FaceTime them, even email them, and it's so safe and convenient.
We have a special discount code for our listeners as well. Get 10% off your first month with the discount code POWEROFUS.
And if you can't afford it, there is financial aid for those that qualify. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/powerofus.
Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/powerofus. Is it time to put the heat back in your relationship with breakfast, but a hot breakfast just sounds like too much work?
Well, it's time to head over to the Egg Aisle and pick up Just Crack an Egg. It's a hot, fluffy breakfast scramble that'll have you back in hot breakfast love in less than 2 minutes.
All you've got to do is add a fresh egg to their hearty breakfast fixins, then stir, microwave, and reignite your love of breakfast.
And something else you'll love about Just Crack an Egg is that it has no artificial flavors, dyes, or preservatives.
But even better is how fluffy and cheesy and delicious it is. It comes in 7 different varieties, including their 3 brand new kinds, veggie, southwest style, and a protein-packed scramble. Or you can just stick to the classics like Denver or All-American.
So don't wait for the weekend to get a little hot, hearty breakfast love in your AM. It's time to run with your arms wide open to the egg aisle and take breakfast back with Just Crack an Egg.
All right, guys, welcome back from the break. We're talking about temptations, like temptations. And more than anything, it's about like sharing them with your spouse, sharing them with your partner, which is scary as hell. If you're a guy, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. And if you're a girl, you probably know what I'm talking about too. But you guys are just more open than us.
Yeah, we're more communicative to begin with. But a girl, ladies, I don't think you know how scary it is. We don't know how scary it is for you, because I've been asking for you to tell me your temptations forever. Mm-hmm. And we're barely getting to that point. And I thank you for it. I genuinely do, because you told me how scary it was. But some guys can't tell their wife or spouse or partner, like, you scare me. I can't tell you because you use it against me. Right. I can't tell you because you get all scared. I can't tell you because you think it's the same thing as falling into it already.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yes. That's exactly it. Oh my gosh. You hit it. You hit the nail on the head. That's on it. Like, this is legit. And I'm not being funny or anything like that. That's honestly what we're worried about, babe. It is that we share temptations with you, and that's almost the same as like going through it sometimes.
I'm so sorry.
In women's eyes, you know? And I say that not because it's just you, but I've seen it happen with other women and other guys and stuff like that. And I've seen it even happen sometimes in my family, you know? Where you share something that you thought you might have done or that you wanted to do or something like that. And then it's the same thing. You know, how many times have we gone to our parents when we were growing up and said like, oh, I wish I could do this. Or I wish I could do that. Oh, then you don't love me then. Go with your father or something, you know, something like that. But that's honestly the biggest fear.
Then that's our fault.
Because we don't want another thing tallied up into the stuff that we've done to hurt.
Right. So the stuff that you have done and now the stuff that you could have done but didn't do is considered in that box. Seriously. I get you. Okay. And then we have women. Hear him. Okay. That's genuinely a cry. We have to be able to take information correctly.
Yeah. And like not put it, I guess, into that cubby of, oh, he sinned or, oh, he did
this. So what reaction would be great? Obviously, thank you for telling me, because I really would be thankful that you told me and you beat it, babe. You didn't do it. So cool. You didn't go to the casino. You didn't smoke. You didn't have that beer, whatever, whatever temptations people can be going through. You saw a pretty girl, or you could, you know what I started to love when we got to the point and you could tell me, oh yeah, that girl's pretty. I would ask you, you've never said it like that, but you've said, yeah, I think she's pretty, and I could take it. And not be like, oh my God, you want her, you love her, like whatever. We started off with TV girls because obviously she's out of your reach. And then eventually, like if I mentioned, oh, this girl in church, she looked really pretty today. You're like, oh yeah, her hair's cool. And I wouldn't get all freaked out.
Yeah.
Because before that, I would freak out and be like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Should I do my hair like her? Should I stay away from her? Like it was just really dumb. And now that I think about it, I'm like, one day you told me you have a really good man and you're not even enjoying him.
Yeah.
And I thought, I want to enjoy him. I want him to be my friend and be able to say like, oh, her hair's cool. And you know, have a conversation or not have a conversation and just be like, okay, yeah, you're right. Her hair's cool. Why? Because you started telling me temptations, because you started communicating, because babe, complete silence leaves a lot of room for interpretation.
Yes, I completely agree.
So complete silence isn't good either.
I completely agree.
So you there has to be a balance. Maybe you don't tell me every temptation. Every time you pass by the casino, you don't got to tell me. Yeah. You know, but you should say it sometimes.
You know what? That's a great point. The pros of, I think, of telling your temptations is to, one, have accountability, give reassurance to that person.
So good.
And also...
Draw closer.
Draw closer, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
So check it out. Me sharing my temptations with you about the casino, which is something that I failed in, something that I had an issue with, okay, mm-hmm. is good for me to tell you those temptations because it gives you reassurance, because it is something that has happened,
yeah.
and things that have happened have had occurrences of happening again in life.
Yeah, you get me? At least that's a fear.
So if a man has cheated, if a man has done this, if a man went and got lost in Vegas and just got drunk and
coked
wasted,
out.
Yeah, and then just spent all the money and stuff like that, I think as a man or a woman or whoever that failed and is trying not to do that again, they should be sharing those temptations about those things.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Okay. Granted, I think we could share our temptations about everything, but you should for sure share your temptations about things that you're trying to battle with at the moment that you have done in the past.
Okay.
So if you are a cheater, I think you should tell your wife or your husband or your partner, like, I had this issue, but just want you to know it didn't go through. I didn't do anything. I didn't ask for this girl's number. That guy, I didn't give him my number or something like
yeah.
that. You know, I think that's a definite, for sure, good way to rebuild trust and relationship. And although it's going to be hard, because if you just cheated yesterday, or I mean, if you just yeah. cheated last month and you're expecting to tell her that, oh, you know what, I saw this girl at the mall and I didn't go talk to her, or she came to talk
that's
to me,
way
but
too
I didn't.
Soon.
Don't expect to have a good reaction. You know, yeah. I'm talking about years down the line. And for instance, not even years. It doesn't have to be years, but I'm talking about you have to build it.
Yeah.
So expect for it to be hard. And you're going to be trudging through a lot of mud in the beginning if you make a huge mistake that hurts your spouse or your partner. Just understand that. But once you get to a point that's better, I think you sharing those kind of things periodically is very, very good for the relationship and gives them reassurance.
Yeah.
Like the whole casino thing, I haven't shared with you in a very long time, to be honest with you. Because I really haven't battled with it. But you know yeah. what? I should be sharing that kind of stuff. Like, or at least giving a praise report of being like, you know what, babe? It was around this time, like 3-4 years ago, when I was going through all that stuff. And thank God, like, it's completely out of my system.
Yeah.
You know? Stuff like that.
It can come naturally, too. I mean, just whenever you think of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just natural is always better. But until that point, then maybe you should make it a thing. To be like, I'm going to tell her every few months, like, hey, you know, just want to let you know we're good. Like, it's going away. I'm not, you know, I don't even miss smoking anymore.
Yeah.
It's, you know, whatever it may be.
So if you are in that position of where you're struggling with sharing your temptations with your spouse, at least share the temptations that you've actually gone through where you failed in the past, you know?
Okay. Yeah, for
that,
sure.
I think would be easier because it's something you already know.
Yeah.
It's something that you know that I failed in. At least you can know that I am working towards getting better at it. It's kind of like when you're losing weight and you're sharing with them, oh, I went to go run 6 miles at the gym or something
true.
Like that. It's similar to that, you know?
You're building, yes. Okay, well, what about if it's something that hasn't happened yet?
That's where for guys it gets hard, you know? And probably for everybody, because now you're sharing something new that you did not expect.
Like when should you tell me when it's becoming an everyday temptation?
You can break it up like that. Like if it's a temptation of like something that happens randomly, like I guess if you're at a company party for Christmas and everybody's drinking or something like that and you never drink but you want to have a Jack Daniels to either feel cool or I guess feel fuzzy or whatever or enjoy the party more, relax, I don't know what you want to call it. I think you could share those things, but I don't know if it's necessary, if it's a one-time thing. But if every day I want to get out of work and I want to hit a bar to have a drink or two before I come home and be with my family, I think that's a bigger temptation where you need to start having accountability. That way you let them know.
And then what would be the solution? Obviously, I pray for you. And then do I ask you when you get home? Do you tell me when you get home, hey, babe, I didn't do it? Or you know what? I started to, and then it was like, whatever. Gosh. It's not even worth it. Or do I go with you to the party? Or do you not go to the party? Because, see, those are extremes of like, don't go to the party then if you're going to go through temptation. You don't have to. I think you can beat it. I think isolating yourself from the world doesn't make you stronger spiritually. I think you have to be like, babe, I'm still going to go, but I'll let you know how it goes, man. You know what? Maybe text me throughout the night so that I know that you're sober. I don't have to ask you about the drinking, but just be like, babe, it's cool. Having some fun. Like, I don't know. Someone's acting really silly and it's funny.
Yeah.
And then when you get home, if you want, I would like you to tell me, but I don't want to badger you about it. Like, that's what I'm telling you, what I want, what I desire.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to come through with it, but I want it to be to that point where like, I don't have to ask him if he had a Jack Daniels. He'll tell me.
Yeah.
And I just know I was praying for him during it. Okay, so there are pros to telling temptation. There are cons in that someone's going to think you actually did it already.
Yeah.
And they're going to probably throw it in your face. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to have to handle it. Because telling someone a temptation becomes about your integrity.
Yeah.
Everything in your life, whether you're married or not, becomes about your integrity. You keep telling the truth. You keep doing what's good. You keep doing what you think is good for your marriage, even though it can get rough. Because I as a woman know that after you started opening up, in the beginning it was tough. And then it was just like, I know him.
Yeah.
My man's not like my family. My man's not like every other man. I know that there are things that you can conquer that I don't have to worry about anymore, thank God, that I battled through, like, you know, that I'm just like, oh man, I'm battling with this. I got to tell Abel, but I know that you don't, because you're like, no, babe, I don't. I haven't been through that battle in a while, but it took me confessing my temptation for you to confess yours and be like, okay, good. Then you can genuinely help me. So a con is that for a while, it's going to be bad. It's difficult to hear that information. I want to hear it, but I have to be honest. It's difficult because it scares me. I had to trust that you can win battles alone.
Yeah.
Because as a wife, you want to tell him, I have to be there. I have to know everything. I can help you. I'm the stronger one. And you have to really be humble and say, no, it's him and God. Mm-hmm. He can win some of these alone.
Yeah. And what we don't want is we don't want you to go through the motions of as if we did it. You know, because it's like, honestly, we can get through a fight and then be okay. But it's about the emotional scars that are left from me telling you a temptation that I didn't go through with.
Yeah.
You get me? That's what we really don't want. We don't want you to be depressed. We don't want you guys to be sad. We don't want you guys to hurt as if we went through it. We don't want to lose that trust. That it's really hard to build trust in a relationship.
Okay, well let me ask you a 100% honest question. I've been asking for you to confess temptations. You've tried. It's worked sometimes. Sometimes it hasn't.
Yeah.
I told you that it would draw us closer. Do you feel that it's been worth it?
It's been a case by case. Because sometimes it's worth it. And then sometimes I feel like we go back. Like we move back a few steps.
Hmm.
You know? But I think overall it's better. I live freer. I live lighter. I live with a cleaner conscience and knowing that there's nothing that you can find about me
good
or anything like that. You know, there's nothing that anybody can tell you that I didn't tell you already, which is an amazing way to live,
seriously.
But you know what? We still are figuring it out, because we're not perfect, and because we go through it, and everyone is a case by case scenario. And if I share with you, let's say something about smoking or something like that, it's not something that can trigger you or that can hurt you. Yeah. But if I share something with you about the opposite sex, that can trigger you because you've been hurt by it, because you've seen hurt by it and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. And okay. Well, that makes sense. I want you to know that for me, it's been tough, but for me, it's better overall. And like, there are times when I feel like, oh, I should check his phone. And then I'm like, don't got to. Yeah. There's no reason to. You're not going to find anything. I'll tell myself, you're not going to find anything that he wouldn't have told you already. And you want to give him a chance to tell you anyway, because that's what I really, really want. And I find myself that if I'm snooping, I'm not even giving you the chance to tell me. What if you were thinking about telling me and you're like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to build up. But then I found it And then I'm upset because I didn't tell you, but it was me. If yeah. I hadn't have been snooping, then I didn't, you probably would have told me and I would have felt like, dude, we're closer. So yeah. those are two of the reasons that I'm like, I'm not going to check his phone. I don't want to be that wife. I don't need to be that wife. And I want to give him a chance to be the man that I've asked him to be. So it's, mm-hmm. you know, I haven't checked your phone in a while, in such a long time. And for me, that feels really, really good. Okay. So then for the women and the men that are going through temptation, they're not ready to tell their spouse because their spouse trips. I mean, just yeah. trips all the time. It's yeah. never good. And we're super jealous.
You're going through a rough patch or something. Well, yeah.
How do they fight temptation then? So that they don't end up in love with someone in Cancun.
You have to find a good friend, a real friend, brother or sister, possibly your parents. It just depends, you know, on what your relationship is like that. But if you're alone, sometimes you're just alone, you know. And if you're like me, I'm a very antisocial person where I don't have friends. And then when I get friends, I become a bad friend. And then I just stop talking to them, dude, because I get busy. Stressed or overwhelmed. And, yeah. and honestly, busy is not an excuse, because I feel like I've been a bad friend to a couple of my non-blood friends lately. And it's just, dude, I'm just a freaking loner. And I don't understand why I go through that.
I do.
You know?
I know why. I finally figured it out. Yes.
All right. I guess we'll save that one for another day. Yes. But it's like, dude, like I wondered, I'm like, what's wrong with me? You know, like, but sometimes you're just alone and sometimes you do have to go through it alone.
Wow.
And you can.
Well, you and God. Yeah. The Holy Spirit. And the word says, you guys, yeah. the word says that the Holy Spirit will give you an exit for every temptation. That yeah. means, I mean, when you think of Adam and Eve, there was one tree and I'm sure 100 other ones that they could have chosen from.
Right.
Sometimes we choose that one thing, you know, right. But if you pray, the Holy Spirit will give you a way out. It's happened to me. You know, yeah. at night when you were gone for La Voz and I wanted you sexually, I, you know, just to be 100% honest, I'll think of porn and I read it. I don't even watch it, but I'm just like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Or I'll text you or I'll call you. I'll be like, babe, you awake? I need you now. And you know, or like the whole smoking thing, like I have to talk myself out of it and be like, Holy Spirit, please help me. Please help me. And then he helps me. And I'm like, yeah. dude, thanks. You reminded me that it's disgusting, you know, or that if I can't tell my daughter, then why am I going to do it? That's when that helps me a lot. Sometimes I think you will be alone because I don't see myself being able to tell someone in the moment, like, yeah. hey, I feel like watching porn or, you know,
right.
not in the moment. No. I can tell you guys now because I've beat it, you know? Right. So but I guess try and look for a mentor.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if it's something that you're going through and something that you're battling with. Obviously the temptation is growing and growing and growing, or there's this person, let's say, that keeps pursuing you yeah. or that person that you used to hang out with when you were a teenager, that you guys used to smoke weed a lot and they became a dealer
okay.
or something like that. And now they want to come back into your life and they're kind of pushing that on you or whatever it might be. If it's something that keeps persisting, something that you can't like fight off much more, you have to find somebody
yeah.
to talk to, somebody to yeah. hold yourself accountable with. It's not, they're not there to fix you.
Yeah.
They're not there to change you.
Right.
They're there to encourage
you. Definitely not judge you.
Encourage you, motivate you in this time.
Pray for you.
But the only one that can beat it is you.
And you have to want to beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one can want it more than you. And there's two Bible verses that I just thought of right now. When it's any type of temptation, but Paul was saying about the youthful passions and, you know, that can be anything that was incontrollable, you know, or uncontrollable. He said, flee, like literally run. Like, so stay away from that person. Yeah. If you can't tell your spouse that someone at work is really pursuing you, mm-hmm. stay away. You make it a thing of staying away. If you can't hang out, if you can't control hanging out with friends at a barbecue because they're always having beer and you want it, don't go to the barbecue. Tell them, hey, let's go somewhere else, you know. True friends will go there. And then secondly, Paul said, confess your sins to one another.
Yeah.
And that's sins. But what if we beat it and we confess temptations to each other before it gets there?
Yeah.
You know, and what should we do as believers? We should pray for each other, not judge each other. The word also says, don't judge your brother. You don't know if you'll find yourself there the next day. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know. So those are two things that you can do if you're fighting temptation and you're not ready to tell your spouse yet, praying that one day you will be able to, and you know, don't fall into it. I don't think people cheat from one day to another. I think it takes time. If you have cheated, man, get out of it. I couldn't even tell you. I can't give you the advice. I'm the type of person that tells Abel right before, you know, right after. Like, that's just my personality. But you probably have been hiding it forever. I'm telling you, your spouse is feeling it. So do something about it now. Get out of it now. And before you fall, please ask someone honest for help. You know, a good friend that'll tell you the truth. That'll be like, hey, I like this girl at work. I like this guy at work. No, don't ruin your family.
Yeah.
You know, don't do that. That's dumb. Don't go for a friend that you know is going to be like, who cares? He's mean to you anyway. Like, no, find good counsel around you. And hopefully you can find someone that won't judge you and that'll help you.
Yeah. This is the power of us. We just really, really appreciate you guys being with us. We truly believe that your relationship can go to the next level.
Yes.
And this is kind of like next level stuff, to be honest with you. Like, this is up there. But we pray that you guys can really have a good encounter with this and just really try to help each other out in this temptation. Because the whole point of sharing your temptations, guys, is to really try to get through it together.
Yeah.
To hold accountability. It's not so that you can badger each other or hold it against each other. It's going to be something really, really delicate. So we just ask you guys that you really be careful with it, because you can really screw up having a deeper communication.
Yeah.
By the way that you react.
Let me pray for you guys. I thank you, God, for the ability to be able to tell someone else what you're going through, that you didn't intend for us to battle alone. You sent out the disciples two by two. Therefore, we can find someone to entrust when we're going through a battle. And I pray that that can be our spouse. But if it can't yet, Lord, send people that we can talk to, that we can confess to, that we can confide in, that'll pray for us and that won't judge us, and that we will beat these battles. Mm-hmm. I declare that every temptation we have victory over them, because you died on the cross for them. And I beg, Lord, that when our husbands tell us something, when they are vulnerable, whether it is about a fear or a weakness or a temptation, or they lost their job, whatever it may be that is difficult for them to tell us, may we handle it correctly, please. And the same for husbands. May they be able to handle it and not judge us and not treat us as if we already sinned, but may help us and genuinely pray for us. And that way, may we draw closer as a marriage. Abel and I haven't conquered this yet. We're getting closer, but I know we can get better. And it's mostly because of me, Lord. So I ask that I can be able to handle it, and that our listeners, our friends can also handle it, and that their marriages go to the next level in victory and healthy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen. We'll see you guys next week.
Love you guys.
Hola, my name is Enrique Santos, presentador de Tu Mañana y On The Move. Quiero invitarte a escuchar mi nuevo podcast, Hola, My Name Is, donde hablo con artistas, líderes de nuestra comunidad y personas como tú. Mi meta es que juntos conozcamos más sobre los triunfos y las derrotas de mis invitados, y que a través de sus historias nos empoderen y nos motiven a superarnos. Lanzamos el show con J Balvin. He's awesome. Un artista colombiano que ha revolucionado la música latina y que sigue superando récords mundiales. Él nos cuenta abiertamente sobre sus inicios, el secreto de su éxito y los aprendizajes que lo ayudan a preservar su autenticidad. A partir de este martes 7 de abril, podrás acompañarme todas las semanas a conocer más a fondo a un invitado especial. Puedes encontrar mi podcast en la aplicación digital de iHeartRadio, la descargas gratis, o en donde prefieras escuchar tus podcasts. Hola, my name is The Podcast, a partir de este 7 de abril.